and at daybreak the jail was in uproar. Where is Peter? What has happened to Peter? Herod sent for him, and they could neither produce him nor explain why not. He ordered the execution. Off with their heads, fed up with the Judea and the Jews, he went for vacation in Caesarea. So King Herod was not a nice guy. You know, he saw he could gain some popularity killing people. But that's what kings do. It's like, you know, you get rich and powerful and you don't answer to anybody. Suddenly people die. They don't have any qualms killing people. Verse 20, but things went from bad to worse for Herod. Now the people of Tyre and Sidon put him on the warpath. But when they got Blastius, King Herod's right-hand man, to put in a good word for them and got a delegation together to iron things out because they were dependent on Judea for food, supplies, and they couldn't afford to let this go on for too long. Then one day, on the day set for their meeting, Herod, robed in pomposity, took his place on the throne and regaled them with a load of hot air. Typical politician, you know? You know, it's like people sometimes complain that Trump doesn't act presidential. Well, usually when people act king-like or presidential-like, they're lying to you. They're silver-tongued devils, and they're real smooth at delivering lies. And the people played their part to the hilt and shouted flatteries. The voice of God, the voice of God. They're saying this king has like the voice of God. That was the last straw. God had enough of Herod's arrogance and sent an angel down to strike him down, and Herod had given God no credit for anything. Down he went, rotten to the core, a maggotry old man, if there ever was one, he died. It says in King James, the angel smote him on the face and he was eating the worms. You know, these politicians, one day or later, sooner or later, they're going to get what they deserve. These unelected officials at the UN. It's like right now we got all these riots in France. Have you seen the news where, you know, thousands and thousands of people are rioting and they're fed up with it. And people, what it is they implemented this extreme carbon tax where they're gasoline is about the equivalent of $7 a gallon. One of the reasons they push global warming is so they can put a carbon tax in to fund a one-world government. That's the purpose of global warming. They're not concerned about whether the globe warms or cools. In fact, the real scientists right now are concerned. They're seeing that there's complete lack of sunspots, which that means the sun is putting out less energy, which means less warmth is hitting the earth, which means we're going to cool down. And so then they're global, you know, we start getting lower temperatures. These global warming people who have already been fudging the statistics, they're going to really have to fudge it to keep pushing this, or they're going to say, oh, it's the carbon is making us colder now. We'll have to restrict carbon even more. The devil's always got schemes. He's always got something going on. And you back him down on one thing, he comes up with another. And he's always wanting to put in an unelected government to rule over us with an iron fist, whether it's communism or socialism or an evil king or whatever. And the enemy is always us, the Christians, ordinary people, except he doesn't want Christianity. He doesn't want people to have freedom. He doesn't want us to have financial freedom, political freedom. So what do? Do we form a militia and go to war? No, I don't think that's the answer. What we do is we have to pray, and we have to stand, and we have to speak. And, you know, thank God we have a constitution. We have Bill of Rights. We have the right to freedom of speech. We have the right to defend ourselves. We have the right, we don't have to, you know, all sorts of rights. There's all 10 of them, a whole bunch of things in there, and a bunch of other things in the Constitution. And it's great, you know, and but we need to stand on it. And if we don't stand, then the devil will just walk over us and just grind us into the earth. But we have more power than the devil, and we can resist him, and we can win. That's what I wanted to share today. And remember, do watch out for those coyotes. So who else has something they want to...
I saw something or heard something the other day that they're saying that the Constitution has no place in modern society and means nothing, and we should get rid of it.
Well, if you give the Democrats their way, they will put judges in place that will rule the Constitution is unconstitutional.
And they call it a living document.
Yeah.
Which well, means they see, can make that's it into the thing about the liberals and the Democrats. You look at everything they've done. Like, was it Proposition 54 in California? This was like 10, 12 years ago or longer. It was basically the proposition was that marriage is between a man and a woman or something in California, and it overwhelmingly passed in California.
And the judge overruled it, yeah.
So what did they do? They went to court, and the judges overturned it because it was unconstitutional. Now, wait a second. It was put on the ballot legally. You had everybody say who was for it. You had the for it and against it, went out to the people, you know, each side was presented, and the people voted on it, voted it in. So now these judges are going to undo the will of the people.
Yeah.
That's the big thing about liberals and Democrats, that they can't win, okay? They can't win, mm-hmm. So they have to... I mean, they did it in Colorado, too, over something. They went to the courts because they lost. They mm-hmm. lost in an election. You know, it was defeated. And so they go to the courts. And that's how they get their stuff passed.
Did you hear about the vote harvesting in California? What they passed the law... where after the election, if the Democrat, they had several elections where Republicans won by thousands of votes, and so they made this legal now. The Democrat worker will go to the house, they'll come to a house.
After
the election, they'll come to the house and said, the people in your house didn't vote. Would you like to still turn in a vote? And they won't, like they did this, they went to this couple's house, was a mom and a dad, they were older, they were registered Republican, they wouldn't talk to them, they'd only talk to the younger daughter who was registered as an independent, and then they allow that girl, that young daughter, to cast votes for all three people in the house, and that's legal. And they had people that won by 8,000, 10,000 votes, and they went through the district and harvested votes to where now several people that legally won election are not elected anymore, and there's a Democrat in place.
Yeah,
and there was another guy that was convicted of voter fraud, out-and-out voter fraud. Governor Jerry Brown pardoned him. There was other people that were going in the wino districts in Los Angeles and paying people to vote and fill it out Democratic.
Yeah.
And it's massive.
No, it's
getting very corrupt. And the other side has no morals. All they want is power. And that's like when they had Kavanaugh, they were trying to get him installed on the Supreme Court. They had these women that were, now all these women have come out and admitted that they were lying, it wasn't true. And, but yet, shouldn't they go to jail for falsely accusing somebody of that sort of thing?
Lying under oath?
Yeah.
Well, on that one, my neighbor lady is insanely stupidly liberal. And she was like, you know, how dare they try to put someone like Kavanaugh in there, you know, exposing himself to women and blah, blah, blah. And I told her, I turned it back on her, and I says, well, you voted for Polis, who has, you know, grabbed a woman, had a restraining order on him,
mm-hmm.
and you still voted for him. If he was a Republican, you'd be screaming right now, but since he's a Democrat, that's okay.
It's only bad if a Republican does it. Does it?
And she couldn't. She couldn't defend you.
No, she couldn't defend her statement.
And the problem is some of our Republicans are bad eggs too. Like, I have no respect for the Bush family and a lot of these other people that some of these guys, like, that when I remember when Mitt Romney ran, he was not, I thought he was a Trump-like person or a Ross Perot-type person, and he was just one of those guys that was put in place to lose so that Obama could get a second term. And
well, he was governor of Massachusetts, and he put in a lot of socialist programs in Massachusetts.
Yeah, so
the legislature still had to
What we have is we have conservative globalists and liberal globalists, but they're still globalists. So globalism is still bad.
So Judy, was there anything you wanted to add? Is she there?
You there, Judy?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been listening.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to add to this conversation. I probably need to read up on my history.
Yeah. Well, we don't normally get this political, but sometimes politics is spiritual, and
right.
Sometimes the devil, that's one of the ways he works and moves.
Right.
And I remember back in 1975, I went to an advanced class, and Dr. Wirwell got very political in the advanced class, and a lot of people got very mad and upset that he talked about politics. But sometimes we have to see what's going on, and that is one of the avenues that the devil works. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you taught this today. I'm just saying that I need to read up on my history because I'm very not informed about historical things.
Yeah.
I learned some things I didn't know, so I'm glad that you did. But the one thing I did want to say was about Diane's prophecy when she said, "I caused the devil to bow at the name of my son." I almost shouted, okay? I almost didn't even hold back my shout. Because it was so, it just really hit me like that. And I'm like, just the way that it was said. So I appreciated that prophecy.
Yeah, that was impressive. I've thought about sometime I might start recording some of the manifestations and put it on the recordings of the teaching, because that's some interesting stuff.
Yeah, that's something I'm never going to forget. I'm not going to forget that.
Well, we can't forget that, because it even says that every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus Christ, and we, God gave us the privilege and the responsibility to use that name to benefit ourselves and humanity.
And see, that's how we back down all this stuff, because we can't fight them on their terms. There's a movie called Moneyball. The guy, the Oakland A's, is the manager of the Oakland A's, and he says, if we try and compete with the Yankees in here, in their meeting room, we'll lose to the Yankees out on the field. Because the Yankees were able to spend, you know, 10 times what the Oakland A's were able to do when it came to salaries for players. And see, we can't compete with a globalist and with the UN and the government and the CIA and the NSA and the FBI. We can't compete with them on their level. But we have, our trump card is the name of Jesus Christ. We can command that things happen in the name of Jesus Christ, and every knee has to bow. The devil, the FBI, the CIA, the Senate, the Congress, the judges, they all have to. Every knee has to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. So that is how we win this. And we have to demand it. We pray. One of the words talks about praying. It talks about demanding. When we ask things, the word ask is also translated demand. And so we go before the throne of God and we demand justice. We demand that we stay free. We demand that the New World Order doesn't get put in place. We demand that we're not under globalist control. And God has to honor that.
Amen.
And he wants to.
You wanted to say something, Fred?
Yeah, speaking of history, I'm still working on it, but I read this long book on George Washington. And the thing that really impressed me the most was the Revolutionary War, by five senses logic, should have been lost. You know, I mean,
we lost almost every battle.
We lost almost every battle, and you know, there were some turning points, like the Battle of, is it Trenton and Princeton?
Where he crossed the Delaware.
Yeah, yeah, those were kind of turning points. But then after that, it still went. You know, it wasn't much of a turning point at the time, and then the British eventually surrendered, but it was it took several years, and there were so many tragedies. There were so many times when, you know, the army would enlist for a year, and they'd be having this, and all of a sudden it's the end of the year, and everybody's going to go home, and they're losing, and then people they didn't have enough food, they didn't have enough shoes, they didn't have mm-hmm. enough clothes, all kinds of stuff. There's so many things that went wrong that if God hadn't protected them, you know, we would have been a British colony till this day.
Mm-hmm.
And then even afterwards, there were people that wanted, after they declared independence, they drafted the Articles of Confederation, which did not work very well. And so they wanted to come up with a new constitution. Well, there were people that were trying to persuade Washington to be the American king.
Oh, yeah.
And so even after all that, so there are so many things that went wrong, and you can see God's hand in it. And some people say that the times are always going to get worse. Well, they don't always get worse, because in that particular time, things got better. And we still benefit from it, even though it's not quite the same.
Well,
now,
in history, there's always something that's getting worse, and there's always something that's getting
right.
better. That's so, just the way things work.
Right. So you can see God's hand in certain things, and so anyway, it really inspired me to realize I was really frustrated after the election in Colorado. It's like the worst election we've ever had in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
But if you look at how the state of things by our five senses during the Revolution, it just was not going very well at all, and they still managed to pull it off. So God's grace is always, and individually we depend on God. When things are not going well in the world, you know, I mean, even if the British would have won, we still would have been individually free. But we depend on God individually, but God's hand is always at work, and you never know how things can turn around.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you just for taking care of us, Heavenly Father. And Father, I command right now in the name of Jesus Christ that the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and the One World Government and the New World Order fails. And I command that it fails miserably. And Father, I command in the name of Jesus Christ that the corrupt politicians, the Democrats, the bureaucrats, the Republicans, the FBI, CIA, but who's ever in that system that's corrupt, that they just get weeded out and we replace them with godly people one way or another, whether it's by election or by appointment. And Father, give us good, honest, godly people to rule over us and protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, and continue to give us freedom, give us spiritual freedom, give us financial freedom, give us political freedom, give us good health, give us wisdom, lead us in a good way, Father. And I just command that I demand and command that you take care of us, and that you bear your mighty arm for us, and that we just continue to win victory after victory. And I thank you for this, and also thank you for blessing the food in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.